Got a very interesting ayom yom about the kiyah recently. I'm going to go over the ayom yom. It's tezayin adar aleph, and we're going to explain some fascinating inyonim if you pay attention to the ayom yom. He brings down from the Alter Rebbe. B'trumas hamishkan hayezav v'chesef unachoyches. In all the donations to the mishkan, there was zav and chesef unachoyches, gold, silver, and copper. V'layhayedaber amavrik. There was nothing shining, sparkling, zulas maris atzoyvish menas akir v'kane, except from the mirrors that were donated by the ladies which created the kiyar and the base of the kiyar. Akir v'kane maboyim bachreinim v'kol kli ha-mishkan. The kiyar was the last vessel of the mishkan that was created, that was made, that was fashioned. But the usage of the kiyar was the first one, kinot tchilasim b'seifon, because the beginning literally is edge and end. In other words, even though it was last, it really is the shaydish in the beginning, and the beginning is shaydish at the end, and therefore the kiyar was created last as a special koyach, and therefore it was done first. In Chassidus, it's musbar that if the Beis Hamikdash Bechlal represents Dira B'Tachtonim, there's no bigger keli of the Beis Hamikdash that brings out this nekuda than the kiyar. Bechlal, a mirror is always associated with the Inyan Gashmi. That's why there's certain yonim on Shabbos. If you look at Hilchos Shabbos, different halachos about a mirror. A mirror is an inyan gashmi. Bechlal, a mirror is a vaybe shezach. In other words, the inyan of a mirror represents tachtoinim. And when the Medrash says, when the ladies came to bring their mirrors to the Beis HaMikdash, is nismais eitzel hakvarim. The men were disgusted by it. They said the Eibishter wants these mirrors. The Eibishter wants these dvarim gashmim. The Eibishter wants these taitayvis v'tanuga elam hazeh. Why are you bechlal bringing these things to the Eibishter? Nismai said when they were disgusted by the mirrors. So the Moshe turned to the Eibishter and he said, I'm going to show you that this thing which everyone looked down at, this inyan tachtin shebetachtoinim, is going to be the Rishon v'Rishonim ba'avodas HaMishkan. That this thing which everyone looked down at is going to be the foundation, is going to be the Yesod of every single avod in the Beis HaMikdash, is going to come through the Kiyar. Al-Derech, what the Pasuk says, Even Masu Aboinim, Haisal Reish Pino, which means that literally the stone that everyone was disgusted by, they didn't like, became the founding leading stone. In other words, these inyonim, which l'chayda is the lowest thing, and everyone said, Vosvar ha-shaychis ha-derzach tzum beis ha-migdash. Vosvar ha-shaychis ha-tamirit sugili alikus. Vosvar ha-shaychis ha-dazat tachtin mit avoidos aliki, says the Eibishter, the kiyar, I am going to build the kiyar from this tachtin. In other words, fakir, what you don't understand in the mirror, I'm going to show you that this is going to be Rishin Vireshis Lo Avoida. Which this is the whole Nikuda of Dira B'Tachtoinim. You have Atzilis, you have Briya, you have Yitzira, you have Keser, all these Helika Elimis. Comes along the Elamazda Tachtim, and all the Malachim say, Tnohaitcha Lashamayim. All the Malachim say, what? You're bringing the Geula here in this world in Gehayom Hazal Tachten. Bechlal malachol l'saper chukoy. What does Bechlal, a person, a Ben Adam, have a right to Bechlal discuss alikus? Mele the Malachim, Mele the Netzolim, all these high inyonim, they have an inyon aliki. They have a shaykhis inyonim alikus. But Eilam Hazal Gashmi has no shaykhis at all. Bechlal don't even come to serve the Eibishter. Yidin, with their Nevesh HaBahamis and Eilam HaZeh, don't even attempt to come to the Mishkan. Of them, zok de Eivishter, adirabe. Davken is ava kodish baruchu. Li is leidira yisbarich betachtoinim. Where does the Eivishter want his dira? What is the shiniest? What is the most special keli? To the Eivishter, is davke ilam haza atachten. We are the representatives of the kiyor. And from all doiris, our dir is the kiyor of the Beis HaMikdash. You have the seven doiris, you have the seven kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Arin, the Shulchan, the Menayir, the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech HaChitzen, all the other kelim that is faran the Beis HaMikdash, the Kruvim and everything. And there's this little keli called the kiyor, which the dirt of Tivis, the dirt of mirrors, the dirt of Nefesh Bahamas, says the Eivishter that it's dafke this dirt. And the Rebbe tells us it's dafke deinu seh, that we are the dirt Hashvi, and it's our inyan to bring Elikus Lamata. And therefore, not only are we a Reish Virishin, we become a Dover Hamavrik. Dover Hamavrik means it shines off and it sparkles. It means it gives off an ur to Bachutz. As the ganze Welt herzichon, the whole world, lasid lavoi, even Atzilos, Bria Yitzira, they're going to see and finally their hair, the Milo from Elam Hazah Atachtin.